You're listening to the Modern Day Expert Podcast with me, Catherine Dove, online business entrepreneur and founder of the Experts Business Club. I believe that your message has a million-dollar value once you modernize it and share it online with a global audience. Every week, I'll share inspiration, tactics, and strategies to help you embrace your expertise, create passive income online, and make an impact in the world. You can absolutely build a life and an online business you love, and I'm here to show you how. Let's get started, shall we? Hello there, and thanks so much for joining me today. In this episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast, I want to talk to you about an often overlooked but very important exercise that you need to go through that will help you create a very, very strong foundation for your online business. I'm going to teach you how to identify and understand the mindset of the people that are going to purchase your online products and programs that you're working so hard to create so that you can help people build a better business or create a better life. I'm going to help you identify and attract your perfect person. Your perfect person is also known as your ideal client avatar, your ideal customer, or a buyer persona. I've also heard this person or these people referred to as your target market. Your perfect person is somebody that's out there looking for a solution to create a better life or build a better business. I'm going to share with you information that I want you to gather about your perfect person. And then, when this perfect person finds you online, they will immediately be attracted to you, your message, and what you have to offer. You will be building an audience of your perfect people, which, like I mentioned before, and I'll say it again, is the foundation of your entire online business. And that's why this exercise that I'm going to teach you is so important. So let's start with, who is your perfect person? Your perfect person is somebody that you are intimately familiar with and that you genuinely want to work with because you know that you can help them, and you also know that you can help them because you've helped people in the past just like them. In the past, you've had prior experience of helping people get results. You might have done it in the offline world, and or you might be doing it in the online world already. Now, I have to tell you, I really, really wish that I would have known or paid more attention to identifying my perfect person a lot earlier in my online business. In the beginning, I'll admit that I was building my online business thinking that I could help everyone, and I really can't. Instead, I need to just attract and help my perfect person. So just like I had to do, you also have to draw a line in the sand and be very clear with who your perfect person is. In other words, who do you want to attract into your online business and who do you want to serve? The most common mistake that I see online business owners make is to just assume that we can help anyone and everybody is really our perfect person or our perfect ideal client avatar. But when we're trying to appeal to everybody, we end up with a very, very broad and generic and watered down message that doesn't really resonate with anybody. Instead, it's so much easier to attract our perfect person when we are speaking directly to them and we're using their language. If we try to reach or speak to everybody, then we end up completely missing our ideal target audience. So the bottom line, friends, is that in order to create a profitable online business, you really, really have to get inside the mind of your perfect person, and you have to be intimately familiar with absolutely everything about them. You really have to understand who you're serving and what they need. In the Experts Business Club, which is my training and coaching membership, I recently presented a masterclass and also did coaching to help my members identify their perfect person. We went really, really deep on this topic because, again, yes, I'm saying it again, it's the foundation of your online business, and we need a really strong foundation. In this episode today, I'm going to share some of what I taught in that masterclass. First, I'm going to share 7 ideas that I strongly believe that you should take some time to understand and uncover about the people that you want to serve. When you do this, I promise that you will begin to attract the perfect people to your online business. Then I'm going to share 3 areas in your online business that will directly benefit when you understand your perfect person. So first, let's talk about the demographics of your perfect person. Now, demographics are what most people think of when they try to identify their ideal client avatar. Demographics are very specific and quantifiable ways that you can segment people. For example, what is your perfect person's age and sex? What is their relationship status? Are they married, single, widowed, divorced? Do they have children? If so, are the children young or are they grown? Do they have grandchildren? What's their occupation and their income? What's their education? Where do they live? So these are demographics. Again, they're very specific and very quantifiable ways that you can segment people. But these demographics are just a starting point to identify your perfect person or your ideal client avatar. And demographics is where most people stop when they're trying to define who their ideal client avatar is. But not you, because I'm going to help you dig a little deeper so that you can get into the mind of your perfect person. All right, so let me share how to get in the mind of your perfect person. First, we're going to talk about status. I think it's very important for you to understand the status of your perfect person, or the status that your perfect person is striving for. As humans, we have really powerful emotions that are connected to the status that we have in our lives and in our businesses. So your perfect person is either looking to gain an increase in their status or avoid a decrease in their status. When we're striving for an increase in our status, we want to achieve a specific goal to be seen as accomplished in the eyes of others. So here's what I want you to find out about your perfect person. What increased status are they striving for? What will make them look or feel better? And then on the flip side, most of us are trying to avoid a decrease in our status. All of us, if we're really honest with ourselves, we're afraid of failure. And we're afraid of having our status that we've worked so hard for diminished. So to avoid a decrease in status, we try to solve challenges that we have, or we try to solve problems that we have that are going to affect our status. So here's some homework for you. I want you to find out what your perfect person is afraid of. What could negatively impact the way they feel about themselves or how others feel about them? Once you understand the status that your perfect person is trying to achieve or trying to avoid, then you're going to do a better job creating your online products and programs, because you'll have a much better handle on what results your perfect person is looking for and, most importantly, is willing to pay for. Okay, the next area where I want you to do some homework and be really familiar with in your perfect person is their beliefs. Beliefs are preconceived notions or opinions about something that our perfect person has formed over the years. We all have beliefs. Their beliefs and our beliefs may or may not be true. When our perfect person is reading the content marketing that we put out there in the online world, or when they're looking at our online products and programs, they might dismiss us because of their beliefs or preconceived notions. So here's what I want you to figure out. What does your perfect person believe about themselves? What do they believe about your niche? What do they believe about you as a thought leader? And what do they believe about the solutions that they've tried in the past? And lastly, what do they believe about your online products and programs? So I want you to dig really deep. It's our job through our content marketing and our email marketing to help shift their beliefs so that they trust themselves and they trust the solutions that you are offering so that they're open to doing business with you. All right, the next way to get inside the mind of your perfect person is to observe the language that they use and how they talk. You want to use their language in your content marketing, your email marketing, your social media, the sales pages that you create for your online products programs, and also you want to use their language in your online products and programs. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to start keeping track of what your perfect person is saying and how they're talking. For example, how does your perfect person talk about the problems that they have? How do they talk about the solutions or goals that they're striving for in their life or their business? And what are some common sayings or phrases that they use all the time? This is so important because when you use their language and they see it, it's going to resonate with them. They're going to think to themselves, wow, this person really gets me. They really know me, or they really understand my needs. And that helps you build credibility and authority. The next way that you can get inside the mind of your perfect person is to be aware of where they're gathering their information on the subject that you are an expert in. Where do they go to learn more about the subject? What do they read or listen to? For example, what books or blogs or magazines or trade journals are they reading? What podcasts do they listen to? What's their main news source? What other subject matter experts does your perfect person follow? For example, what other thought leaders, influencers, coaches, consultants, etc.? Understanding the information that your perfect person is already consuming will help you create more relevant content marketing and email marketing, and also help you create a more competitive online products and programs. All right, the next thing that I want you to figure out is if your perfect person has already tried to solve their problems or achieve their goals but failed. In other words, it didn't work. For example, did they try to solve this challenge or achieve this goal all by themselves? In other words, are they a DIY kind of person? Or have they hired a coach or a consultant? Or did they purchase an online product or program? If so, why didn't these other solutions work for them? This is a very, very important part of understanding their mindset and willingness to continue to try to solve their problem or achieve their goals. This will also give you a better understanding of what hasn't worked for people so you can create better online products and programs that they'll be interested in. The next thing that I want you to take time to understand is where your perfect person hangs out online. Are they hanging out on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram? Perhaps they're hanging out on YouTube, Pinterest, or maybe even on Twitter. Once you know where they hang out online, then you will know where to publish your content marketing and focus on organic and paid traffic to build your audience. You also will be able to observe your perfect person to get some of the intel that I've asked you to get earlier in this podcast that's so important. For example, you can see firsthand the language that they're using to talk about their situation. You'll be able to get a feel for what an increase or a decrease in status would be for them. And you can also see what solutions they've tried that have worked or not worked. All right, so I just shared 7 areas that I want you to spend time investigating and do some homework so that you can learn more about your perfect person and get inside their mind. Now I want to share with you 3 areas in your online business where you're going to use this information. The first area of your online business where it pays to know who your perfect person is when it comes to doing your content marketing. So as part of our marketing efforts, we all share free content to attract our ideal clients. For example, we may publish blog posts, we might produce podcasts, we might create YouTube videos, or maybe we do Facebook Lives. But if we're trying to speak to everybody, our content marketing is not going to resonate with our perfect person because our message will be too generic. When we're speaking directly to our perfect person, using all of that intel that I asked you to go gather, our content helps us build authority and credibility. Our perfect person will think to themselves, wow, they really understand me. I think they can actually help me with this problem I want to solve or this goal that I need to achieve. And also, when we know who our perfect person is and we're speaking directly to them, guess what else we're doing? We are repelling people that we don't want to serve or perhaps are unable to serve. People that we don't necessarily want coming into our world. So that is a really important reason why your content marketing has to speak directly to your perfect person. The second area where we need to speak very clearly to our perfect person and is going to help us in our business is through our email marketing efforts. When somebody consumes our content marketing and they're attracted to us and our message, hopefully they're going to opt in to be on our email list. And once they do that, we continue to build the know, like, and trust factor through our email marketing efforts. In other words, when we're nurturing the people that are on our email list. So the content that we send to them via email, that also needs to continue to speak directly to our perfect person. Every single time you send an email, your perfect person should say, yes, this person gets me. They understand what I'm going through and they understand what I need. They know that we sent that email specifically for them. When you do a good job with your email marketing, your perfect person is going to look forward to and continue to open your emails. You will earn the right to continue to show up in their inbox and they'll be less likely to unsubscribe. And then when it comes time for you to make offers of your online products and programs and you send an email to your email subscribers, they're going to be more likely to pull out their credit card. The third area in your online business that relies on you being crystal clear on who your perfect person is the creation of your online products and programs. So many people make the mistake of thinking that their online products and programs are for everybody, and they begin creating them before they've gotten really familiar with their perfect person. They create their programs in a vacuum only to find out that no one wants to buy them. When you get really intimate and familiar with your perfect person, you understand the problems they want to solve or the transformations they're looking for. And that helps you create online products and programs that your perfect person is looking for and is going to buy. Okay, friends, I hope that I've been able to impress upon you how important it is to identify your perfect person. I'm going to say this for the third time, I believe. Your perfect person and the ability to build an audience of your perfect people is the foundation of your online business. I've given you 7 areas to spend some time getting really clear on your perfect person so that you can get inside the mind of your perfect person. And I've also shared 3 areas in your online business where you will use that information to your benefit. All right, everybody, that is all for now. I will see you on next week's podcast. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. If you're ready to embrace your expertise and monetize it online, visit moderndayexpert.com for more information on this episode and to subscribe to my weekly Modern Day Expert Digest so I can help you every week as you build your online expert business. Bye for now.